Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
Welcome, executives, to the Sports Film Pitch, part of the Sports History Network. Telling you an amazing sports story with the cast and how it's going to make a great sports movie that will go on for years. This week, disclaimer. There's some stuff in here that is a little hard to hear. So if you don't like to hear things about killings of people that are vulnerable, maybe skip this episode. Because there's some crime in this episode. It can be hard to hear at times, as hard as you could say. But this story is a very uplifting story about fighting for what's right and never giving up on your dreams. So if you have a dream, listen to this and know no matter how hard you got it, you can reach your dream. Because in Fight for Your Life, Dewey fought for his dream.
One man wants to fight in the ring. But first, he must fight for his life in the courtroom for a crime he did not commit. Sports Film presents Fight for Your Life, the Dewey Bozer story, starring Jamie Foxx, this Thursday.
Life for Victory, the Dewey Bozer story. So we're going to cast, obviously, Dewey and some main characters that really helped him throughout his life. And we're going to have a lot of cuts in this movie. This is going to be one that has a great editor needs to be involved in this movie because there's so much going on in this story that we need some great hitters behind this. So let's start with Dewey Bozer. He's an African-American male, and the story starts from when he's 18, goes to when he's 52. So there's a wide age range in there. And I'm not a fan of casting multiple people in a movie to play one role. So we need the one guy. The one guy I think that can do this. We're going to put makeup on him, do special effects, whatever we need to do to young him up. You can either make an actor look older, or make an actor look younger. Since a lot of the fight scenes are going to be when he's older, we're going to go with an older actor for this role. And I'm going to go with a guy who has a great resume. Oscar winner, has been in sports movies before. And that man is Jamie Foxx. Won an Oscar for his role in Ray. Was also in the movie Any Given Sunday. Also had a role in the movie Ali, has a wide range. Can play. You also may have seen him in Django Unchained, Collateral, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Most recently, he was in the movie Day Shift on Netflix about a vampire hunter. So he's got a wide range of things he can do. Good actor in comedy, in action, and in drama. And this is going to require action and drama mainly. There might be some few comedic lines in there, but that's what this is going to require. And he's got the look. Him and Dewey have very similar looks. I think the main thing that really caught my eye, that really led me to casting him, was Dewey has these little freckles, kind of reminds you of Morgan Freeman's freckles. But Morgan Freeman, way too old for this role. Would be fun to see Morgan Freeman in the fight, though, right? We know he can play prison well. We do know that. No, but Jamie has some freckles too, and I think that really connects. And they look, when we post them side by side, go to our social medias, and you'll see side by side they have the look that they could definitely play off each other. And I think Jamie can go young and to his normal age. He is 54 now, which is a little older than Dewey at 52. But actors don't age, right? You're always playing 10, 20 years younger, right? So he's going to be our main character. Now, we're going to have some supporting characters along the way who won't be featured as much, obviously, because they're not the main character. But they're really important roles as well. And I think one of the most important ones that's going to overlap into his past and his present, and that's going to be his wife, Trina Bozella. And Trina is also an African-American and has been through a lot, has family that's in prison, understands the system, how it works, how they can really mistreat you, and doesn't judge. Now, we need someone that's a strong figure that can be behind a man that is a boxer and has been through prison and was a hard man. You got to be a strong woman to be with a man that does all that. And I think the woman that would really fit this is a woman that's been in the news a lot this year. Not for something she did, something her husband did. Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, why did I pick her? One, she looks like Trina. That's a big thing. Also, she has experience playing the wife of a boxer. She played Ali's wife in the movie Ali. She was also in the Matrix franchise, the newer Karate Kid, in The Pursuit of Happiness, Magic Mike, Men in Black. So she's got a lot of credits to her name. Usually it's Will Smith's wife. So we're going to put in Jamie Foxx instead of Will Smith. I know, a little different. But I think this would be a great role for her, being that supportive role, but also that role that's strong and pushing Dewey as Trina does. She pushes him, she supports him, she's there for him, good times and bad times. And I think that's important for this role, and she's a great supportive actress. Another role that's going to be an important supportive role in this is Bob Jackson. And Bob Jackson is the guy that created the boxing program in Sing Sing, the prison where Dewey was held. And I think this is important because it's going to be a role where we give him that support in the prison. That guy that pushes him to fight, pushes him to learn, pushes him to not give up. And a guy I think that would be great for this is a guy that has experience in being that guy that needs push. That guy that needs to fight down all the hard barriers. And that is Sean Astin, of course, Rudy. He has that experience from the Rudy, obviously, but he's also was in Lord of the Rings and 51st Dates, Goonies, in the second season of Stranger Things. He knows what a role where you need that guy. If you think back to Rudy, the janitor of the stadium was that guy for him. And he's going to be that guy for Dewey, that guy that's supporting him and pushing him to his dream. Even though it doesn't make sense. This guy's fighting for his life. And now he's going to fight in the ring. Sometimes that doesn't make sense. But it gets Dewey on the right track. And it gets him to have a positive mindset. And really change his life. Even though he's in prison. And then we're going to come to Ross Firesimbum. And that is going to be Dewey's attorney. Not his original attorney. His attorney that fights to get him released early. That fights to prove his innocence. And it's going to be a very important role. And this role, I'm giving more to a guy that looks like him. It's important. But also a guy who's been in many comedies, but hasn't got a whole lot of chances to show his chops in dramas. I think he can really show what I believe comedians do very well when they're given drama roles, because they understand that a lot of comedy comes from darkness or comes from things that are hard to deal with, and they can switch that from comedy to drama very well. And so the guy we're going to give this role to is John Galecki. He plays Leonard on The Big Bang Theory. He was in Christmas Vacation, Roseanne. He's also been in some more dramatic roles like In Time, Hancock, Vanilla Sky. So he has been in some dramas as well. And I think this is going to be a good role maybe for him to break out of that Big Bang nerdy type role and get into a lawyer dramatic role and really show his chops. Because I think he has a lot of chops as an actor and show that he can become a dramatic actor as well as a comedic actor. And finally, we're going to cast Bernard Hopkins. That's a name you probably know if you like boxing. Was a heavyweight champion, great boxer, and his role in this movie is going to be smaller, but it's going to be a pivotal role for Dewey to reach his dream. And I think you need to cast someone that can great at reaching dreams. And who's great at reaching dreams? Positive figure for everybody, Terry Crews. If you don't know who Terry Crews is, he hosts America's Got Talent. He's also in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Everybody Hates Chris, the guy in White Chicks that takes the guys on a date, has experience in sports movies, like Longest Yard, was a football player, not a boxer, but understands what it takes to win on that aspect. So Terry Crews is going to be a positive, important, inspirational part towards the end of the movie, and I think that's really important as well. So now that we have the cast, let's talk about the movie that they're going to bring to life.
We open the movie.
50-year-old man, Jamie Foxx, in the ring, playing Dewey Bozell. And he's training. He's sparring. He's struggling, though, because 50-year-old men normally aren't boxing. And then we make a cut back to the past. In New York, Dewey is 9. He witnesses something horrific. His mother is pregnant at the time. Instead of looking forward to having another sibling, he has to watch while his dad beats his mom to literal death, killing the mom and the baby in the process. Dewey sees this, stuck in shock. Horror. You're 9. What do? You're scared for your life. Luckily, his dad runs away and never returns. Dewey and his brothers are raised in foster care, which is not easy for Dewey. So many challenges, so many things he's seen that no one should ever have to see, and you can't get that out of your head. At 16, one of his brothers is stabbed to death. Later on, another one of his brothers is shot and killed. Then his last remaining brother dies from AIDS. So he's alone, becoming an adult out of foster care, having no support, doing petty crimes just to survive. The only thing that's giving him direction in his life is a boxing gym in the area where he is training with former 2-time world heavyweight champ, Floyd Patterson. He's got a dream to take everything he's seen, all the pain that he has, put it in the ring, make something of his life. We cut back to present day. Dewey training in the ring at 50. We find out he's training. This sparring session is actually for his license to professionally fight in his first professional fight. And he's not doing well. The person he's fighting is in a different weight class, and he's lagging behind. Can't keep up with this fighter in the sparring ring. And so they do not pass him and give him his license to fight. They say you can try again in about a month. And Dewey is frustrated. Then we cut back again, 1977. Dewey's 18 years old, training, but still doing the little robberies are on the side to make ends meet. He's got no support system, no nothing. But out of nowhere, Dewey gets arrested. He figures for the crime, the shoplifting. I did that. I'll take whatever they give me for that. But then he gets into the interrogation room. There, he finds out that he's being arrested for the murder of a 72-year-old woman named Emma Crapster. Cops tell him, "We know you like to rob. And her house was robbed. And she walked in on you robbing the house. And you panicked. Killed her. We got two guys telling us that you did it. So don't lie to us. Go ahead and confess." And Dewey says, "No.
No.
I wasn't there. I never even met this woman. I was somewhere else on that day." They don't care. They take him to trial. Two guys testify against him, saying that he told them that they did it. One of them, Wayne Mosley, who gets early release for his testimony. And the other, Lamar Smith, gets paroled because of his testimony. Two jailhouse informants is what they base this case on. There's no evidence, physically wise. Nothing shows he was there. No one else corroborates that he was there. But he has no way to prove he was not. And the all-white jury convicts the now 23-year-old Dewey 20 years to life. And the jury is upset by this, crying. Members of the jury are crying because they were right. Because they did not want to convict him. There was no real evidence. You're just going off of jailhouse informants that are getting deals. We're putting this kid to prison for life. Doing his final statements before they take him in, where they sentence him, he goes, "I am innocent. I've never done anything this horrific in my life." The judge convicts him 20 to life. Dewey goes to jail. We cut back down to the 52-year-old Dewey. Trading still. Comes back to trade. He's got new help in his quarter. Former heavyweight champion Bernard Hopkins, played by Terry Crews. When he comes to him, he's like, "I know you're struggling with this, and I want to help you. I know what you need to be able to box the ring, and I'm going to help provide the support you need training-wise as well, because I know it's an expensive process, it's a challenging process, and I'll give you my expertise." And now he's training Bernard Hopkins. So he knows. He's looking up. He's going to get this fight. We cut back down to him in prison. He's been in prison for a couple years. And one of the guards come up to him and says, "Hey, Bozell." He's like, "Yes, Mr. Jackson." Bob Jackson. Sean Austin, his character. And he asks him, did you used to box before you were here?" He's like, "Yes, I did. Well, I'm starting a boxing program here. Is this something you want to be interested in?" They'll drop their beat. "Absolutely." So first they work on cleaning up one of the old areas in the prison. Actually, it ends up being where they used to use the electric chair. They clean up and they put the boxing ring right over the electric chair. And he starts training again, and this gives him new life because he's been so down because why not? His family is gone. The police and the prosecutor just railroaded him into something he didn't do. He shouldn't be in prison, at least not for this, not for his life. So he's training hard. And while he trains, this also motivates him academically. So this montage of him training is going to cut with him learning. He gets his high school diploma. He gets 52 certifications, including HIV and AIDS counseling, human development, and substance abuse. Becomes an assistant teacher on the Christian ministry program. Then went on to get his Bachelor of Science and Master's in Professional Studies from the New York Theological Seminary. And becomes the light heavyweight boxing champ in prison. And what they would do is they would bring in amateur fighters once to twice a year to fight the inmates. They didn't want the inmates fighting each other, as that would provide maybe some more violence out of the ring. So they would fight these amateurs. And he narrowly lost to a world champion. The fight was called due to a cut on Dewey, but the points were in his favor. And so everything's looking up, and then
Dewey gets lucky. During visitation, he meets one of his inmates' sisters, and her name is Trina. They meet a few times with these visitations. Try to do little flirty flirts. And then he says, I like you. I'm looking for a wife and a girlfriend. You want to take that chance with me?
You won't regret it.
For some reason that I would never know, other than she's absolutely smitten by him. His charm. And he's actually doing stuff with his life, even though he's in prison. She agrees to marry him. In 1996, they are married. In prison. Still. So now we cut to present day. Trina, who's played by Jada Pinkett Smith, and Dewey are there while he gets the news from Bernard Hopkins. He got his license. He is going to get his fight. That they're going to be now training for the fight for his first professional fight at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Happiness and joy come over. And now we come back again. Sorry, lots of cuts this week. Come back again. And we show parole after parole after parole hearing. Because he didn't get sentenced to life without parole. When he's alive, he's got a chance at parole 4 times. And at these parole hearings, they want you to admit to, I did wrong, but I reformed. You don't say I did wrong. Almost never released. Never admits to what he did wrong. He would ever do it. And every single week, Dewey is writing to the Innocence Program. Every single week about his thing. And the Innocence Program does contact him. They let him know that his case, there is an issue with his case. But they mainly handle DNA cases. And there's no DNA in this case that was used against him. So because he was convicted on such little evidence, they don't even know how they could get something. So they advise him to talk to Ross Birsenbaum, played by Johnny Galecki. And that's when Johnny Galecki comes in and he starts digging into this case, trying to find something. He knows there's no DNA, but there's got to be something. How can you convict on such little evidence? Ross finds evidence. He finds out about the jailhouse informants, how they got early releases because of their testimonies. He later finds out that the prosecutor and police had withheld 4 pieces of evidence that pointed to another man as the murderer and never brought that to Dewey's lawyers or to the courtroom. This is what they call a Brady violation. And it isn't enough, usually, to at least get another trial or an acquittal. So Ross brings this evidence to court. It shows that a neighbor had heard rustling trash cans that night. And they were able to pull a fingerprint from those trash cans that matched a man named Donald Weiss, a man that had been convicted of another elderly woman murder in the same neighborhood, in the same manner. But that was never brought to Dewey's case. Never brought to his lawyers, to him, to the court, anybody. They didn't tell anybody that. Instead of asking for another trial, which they don't want to do, of course, but they say that Mr. Bozell was wrongfully convicted. The court firmly and soundly convinced that he is an innocent man. And he was released in 2009. Now, we go back to the timeline of him fight. And now he is in the ring, in Staples Center, about to walk up to the ring and enter his first fight. We come to him and he gets into the ring. He's got Bernard Hopkins by his ringside. Trina, his wife, Bob Jackson is there. The guy that created the boxing program is there. Johnny Galecki's character. Every one of those characters is there for his support. And this is national news. By this point, this is such a big story. And he's fighting Larry Hopkins. We get into the ring and we show him throwing his first punch, and then we fade to black. For the epilogue, we're just going to say we're going to have pictures coming up as the epilogue goes on of him winning his fight in real life. He won his one and only professional fight at 52 years old. It's not even the oldest man to win a professional fight in the state of California. The epilogues in the state, Dewey and Trina are still together. In 2015, he won a $25 million wrongful incarceration lawsuit against the county of Dutchess, against the county for being wrongfully imprisoned for 26 years. And that is fighting for your life. The Dewey Bozell story. Thank you for listening to this sports film pitch, part of the Sports History Network. I hope this story really motivated you that no matter how hard times, you can achieve your dreams. It's a rough one, and I feel for Dewey, but I'm glad he was able to achieve his dream. If you like this story, please share it with a friend. Tell them about it. Tell them to go to sportsfilmpitch.com where they can find which podcast directory they got or other stuff that we have posted there. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at sportsfilmpitch at all of those. You can contact us or just email us at sportsfilmpitch@gmail.com. Don't be afraid to contact us. Send us an email or on social. Tell us, did you like this story? Did you want this movie to be made? How would you have done it differently? Or what sports movie would you like to hear? Let us know. We want you to be involved. So please let us know what sports movie or what sports story do you have or do you know that should be made into a movie. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. And thank you, because I did it, for listening to The Pitch and hearing Hollywood's next sports movie.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck, because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.